The frightened mare leaped forward, but the nameless creature alighted behind the saddle. Hardin snatched out his pistol, only to find that he was unable to use it, for he had been caught in a giant embrace that pinioned his arms to his sides, an embrace against which his own great strength was powerless. The mare ran desperately, her supple body close to the ground, her graceful neck outstretched. Out from the swamp she sped, crossing a reach of flat country, once heavily covered with pines. The timber long since had been cut, only the stumps remaining, charred by forest fires, hordes of black ghosts crowding down to the edge of the road on both sides. It was a wild ride for the man, with death perched there behind. The great arms, wound about him, were slowly squeezing the breath from his body, and beneath that embrace he felt his ribs bend inward to the point of cracking. Desperately he maintained his grip on the saddle with his knees. And just before consciousness would have left him, he raised his legs and flung himself sideways. The saddle slipped under the mare's belly, carried by the momentum, but with that crushing grip never relaxing, the man and the terrible creature which held him hurtled through the air. They struck with a thud against a shattered stump at the side of the road, while the frightened mare sped on. The murderous creature was next the stump, and at the impact its hold on Ed Hardin loosened. Having slipped from the great arms, Ed flung himself over and rolled for several feet to one side. The pistol long since had dropped from his nerveless fingers, but he now quickly drew his hunting knife. Expecting an immediate attack with fang and claw, he lay on his back, his feet drawn up, very much in the position a cat assumes when defending itself. He knew it would be useless to pit his strength against that of the enormous creature, and the best he could hope for was to ward off an attack with his feet and watch for an opportunity to reach and drive home the knife. And suddenly it was looming there above him. For an instant it seemed to hesitate, then it backed slowly away. With a quick, halting motion, walking upright like a man, it began to circle about him. Its long arms swung below its knees. A round head was set on a neck so thick and short that it seemed to spring from the shoulders themselves. As it circled about him, Ed turned also, keeping his feet always presented. Again, the creature backed off, up the road, then it turned and walked slowly away. For a moment, Ed Hardin lay watching it, unwilling to change his position. Then, tentatively, he raised himself to a sitting position. Suddenly, as if without looking, the creature divined his movement. It turned about at a distance of perhaps 50 feet. Then, with a strangely human shriek of rage, it rushed toward him.